The last eight at the Australian Open in the men's and the women's draws have been confirmed. The pick of the men's last eight sees seventh seed Novak Djokovic take on third seed Carlos Alcaraz. Djokovic leads the head-to-head 4-3, with their last meeting being the Olympic gold medal match in Paris last year that Djokovic won. For the 24-time major champion, he sees his rivalry with Alcaraz as similar to rivalries of the past.
The kind of matches that I played against him remind me of my matchups versus Nadal in terms of the intensity and the energy on the court. And just he's very dynamic, explosive player, incredibly talented and charismatic player. Great to watch, not that great to play against. But, you know, I look forward to it.
Earlier today, number one seed Jannik Sinner moved into the last eight, overcoming illness to beat Holger Rune in four sets. He required medical attention during the match, but showed his grit to get through to the quarterfinals. He'll now take on the Australian hopeful, Alex de Minaur. And in the other matches in the men's draw, Alexander Zverev will play Tommy Paul, while Ben Shelton is up against Italian Lorenzo Sonego. In the women's draw, Iga Swiatek cruised into the last eight earlier today with a straight sets win. She will take on Emma Navarro in the quarterfinals. Madison Keys, the American, faces Elina Svitolina. Third seed Coco Gauff, who's been in fine form through the championship, takes on Paula Badosa, while first seed Arina Sabalenka will play 27th seed Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. In some football news now, Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says being more clinical will solve all their problems. The Londoners are on a five-match winless run heading into tonight's Premier League clash with the struggling Wolves. And Maresca is happy they're creating plenty of chances, though.
I'm always worried when we don't win, even when we win. For sure, now I'm concerned about how we can score more goals. But the important thing is that we arrive there, we shoot, we create chances, and hopefully we can be more lucky in the future.
And then finishing with a bit of cricket, it is match 15 of the Betway SA20 this evening. The Paarl Royals host the Joburg Super Kings in Paarl. The Royals currently second on the table with 12 points. They've won three of their four matches, with Joburg Super Kings just behind them in third with two wins, one loss and one no result from their four matches. That one starts at 5:30. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.